1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So did you get the latest news on these guys that escaped from the Texas prison? They have captured four of them. Two of them are still at large. One of them committed suicide as the long arm of the law closed in. According to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, three men were captured without incident. Another surrendered to authorities after barricading himself. The fifth man said he would surrender after speaking to his father on the telephone. But one of those guys killed himself, according to what I just heard on CNN. And there's two guys that are still out there. And apparently, in fact, I was just looking at John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. Apparently, that show played a big role in capturing these guys because they were featuring that story like 4 weeks running. And apparently, they got a tip from somebody who was living in, pardon me, I didn't make this up, a trailer park where they were staying. So that really just, these two guys probably aren't going to be at large for much longer, although they are armed and they're very dangerous. And you got that kid who called in, Mike? Because we want to talk to this guy. He's an aspiring police officer. It's David, right?
Oh, yeah, it's Dave. Phil, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Well, yeah, I listen to your program, like, every afternoon, so.
Now, you're a student at L.A. Mission College?
Oh, yeah, I take law enforcement, and I'm also planning on attending the L.A. Police Academy upon graduation. I hope to get my AA degree and then a graduation and LA Police Academy.
Okay. Mike says that you got a take on this?
Well, no, but you asked people if they knew anything about how they could have gotten away.
Right.
I think it's pretty well known in law enforcement circles that the state of Texas is probably the best state for enforcement of capital crime. I mean, they have the death penalty in Texas. And since it was reinstituted in 1977, the state of Texas has put to death over 190 people.
Is that that's the most, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That is the most of any state. That's double the closest state. So you can tell Texas doesn't mess around with as far as the executions go. But there's a little movie that came out. I don't know if you ever saw this movie that came out. It's about this woman and her husband. It's a movie that came out called Sugarland Express.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was Steven Spielberg's. But that was a movie about a man and a woman who were escaping?
Right. Belinda and John, I forget their last name, but she busted her husband out of prison, and they were going to find their little baby daughter who they wanted to see.
It was like a little kid that was given up to a foster home.
That's correct.
And they led the police on a huge chase.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Sugarland Express proved that this female and male perpetrator could make fools out of 600 Texas cops on a cross-country, cross-state chase. And, I mean, it's got to be embarrassing for the Texas authorities to be in a movie about getting clowned like that and led all over the state by Goldie Hawn. And I don't think that the Texas police have ever lived down getting clowned, you know.
So are you saying, Dave, that the Texas authorities are good at icing people in the gas chamber or lethal injection?
Yes, sir, it's lethal injection.
Okay, but they're no good at capturing and maintaining, the incarceration of suspects?
I'm saying that any perpetrator who is captured in the state of Texas stands a better chance of busting out than like in any other state. Because of this movie, Sugarland Express, they clowned like 1,000 cops. State Highway Patrol, they clowned city PD, they clowned the county heat, and they clowned everybody. Okay, Mr. Henry, okay?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, and they clowned them, like, for weeks, man. They let them on a chase. I think if you saw Sugarland Express, this could have predicted what went down near San Antonio, okay? That's why Texas, while they're working hand-in-hand with other law enforcement agencies, can execute, but they need other law enforcement agencies to capture.
You are indicting the Texas police for not being able to hunt down and capture criminals.
Well, I mean, look what happened here. These guys, they were incarcerated. I'm saying Texas knows how to execute, but they got clowned by that.
What do you mean got clowned? They were made fools of?
Yes, sir, they were made fools of.
Now, the state of Colorado has captured these perpetrators, and they're going to be transported back to Texas, right?
Yeah, but since the perpetrators escaped from Texas, I'm sure the Texas authorities will welcome assistance in trying to keep these perps inside, okay? Because Texas has got a hard time. some of the suggestions that have been made for the police in Texas to keep people inside the jails were published in a pamphlet that was part of the law enforcement journal of last year, and I could read some of these.
All right, hold on for a minute. It's David, right?
Yes, sir. It's Dave Oliva.
Okay, Dave, you've got some suggestions made by other cops to the Texas police on how to keep guys in jail. We'll give our number out, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, and we're talking to this young man, Dave, who is an aspiring police officer, about how Texas is good at executing murderers, but apparently they can't track down criminals very well, and he's using as an example that movie, The Sugarland Express, right?
Yes, sir. That's a true story about these two perps that clowned the Texas PD.
Okay. Now, this suggestion on how to keep people in, how to incarcerate and keep people locked up is part of a booklet in the Law Enforcement Journal, right?
Yes, sir.
What are some of the points?
Number one, the guards and jailers should not be allowed to sleep with the cell keys visible. Many prisoners will use shoelaces to connect to a heavy object and then knock the keys off of the desk and drag them to the cell. And a lot of jailers will go to sleep, you know, like with their feet up on the desk, and they pull their hat down over their eyes and they're snoring, and the guys will knock the keys off the desk. A lot of jailers also play checkers or chess with their backs to the cell, and they can't see what's going on, and that's bad. Also, if a prisoner appears to be sick, guards should not rush in and help him, as you could be hit from behind by another prisoner, and then your uniform is taken, and then they escape. And I'll tell you,
how did these guys in Texas escape?
Well, as the jailer was walking by the cell, one of the prisoners reached out and grabbed him and got him in a headlock, and they pulled the keys off of his belt.
They reached out and grabbed the guy and pulled him?
Yeah, and put him in a headlock. I mean, you got to hand it to them. They had a plan laid out. But this stuff doesn't work anyplace else but in Texas.
This stuff is cornball. You're talking about knocking the keys off the desk while the guy's sleeping?
That's right. Another time, they tied a rope to the bars and pulled the bars away with a Jeep. And the guys jumped out.
Well, that stuff is like out of the movies.
And that's right. That's why it only works in Texas. And that's what's embarrassing about it. And Sugarland Express was a big black eye for the Texas Department of Public Safety, I'll tell you that much.
You're telling me that in Texas, that kind of cornball still works.
And that's why the Texas authorities are having a hard time, Mr. Henry.
Because the last time I saw in a movie some guy falling asleep at his desk and someone knocking the keys off the desk must have been like Roy Rogers.
It's a standard thing that a lot of guys that are in jail will use, but unfortunately, they made the Texas authorities look stupid, you know, like Barney Fife or something, man. It's the only thing I can say.
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show here. We're talking with Dave Oliva. He's an aspiring police officer. He's saying the way these guys escaped in Texas was they grabbed the guy as he was walking by the cell, put him in a headlock, and pulled the keys off his belt.
That's right. That's my information, yeah.
And that it is standard for a lot of guys in Texas to play checkers or chess with their back to the cell.
Yeah, a lot of times they will. And that, you know, the other guy, then the guys that are in jail, they're trying some stuff. The guy, the jailer doesn't see him because he is playing checkers. One of the other guys that busted out, his wife came to the prison. She had an apple pie that she had baked for him, okay?
Right.
And he went in and there was a file.
What do you mean by a file?
It was like a hacksaw file.
In the pie?
Baked into the pie, yeah. And he took it out and was able to hacksaw through the bars. Okay? That's how bad it is in Texas, man. The last time I saw anybody do that was like in Silverado or something. That's the dumbest thing I ever saw.
I mean, I've heard about guys busting out, having their wife bring them like, or a girlfriend bring them something to eat.
That's right. That's right. Another thing they'll do is they'll bring food to the jailer that's got like a sleeping medicine in it. So the guy eats it and he goes, hey, thanks a lot for the baked pie. And she'll go, well, you know, you work so hard. Then the guy will eat the stew. He'll pass out. She'll get the keys. So all of that is stuff that...
All that is stuff out of the movies, and you're saying it's stuff that still works in Texas.
Unfortunately, yeah. And that's why I'm saying two things. Texas got to get better at keeping guys locked up. And number two... Well, that's just the one thing. I thought there was two things, but that's only one thing.
Okay. 1-800-449-8C. Sure, there aren't two things.
No. I thought there was, but just one.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Two things. No, I just thought there was only one. I've heard about people breaking out of jail by having a wife or girlfriend bake a hacksaw into a cake and then bring it in. But I didn't know that it was used any recently. And apparently, according to Dave, it's still being done. Additionally, they'll bring the jailer some food with the sleeping medicine in it, and he'll pass out. They'll get the keys. So people still break out of jail in a lot of ways. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Everything, man, like with a file in the cake and everything.
So what do they do? They bake the file into the cake?
Yeah, what they do is they'll bake a pie or what have you, and they'll put a hacksaw blade, which can cut through metal, and then the wife or girlfriend will bring it into the jailer. A lot of times the jailer will just lift the cloth off, take a look, make sure there's no gun there, and they put the cloth back on, but the file's inside the cake.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Dave, who is an aspiring police officer, about the seven Texas inmates who escaped, became fugitives. They've captured four of them today in Colorado. One of them committed suicide. Two others are still at large. 1-800-449-8686. Dave says he figures that they could have busted out using a technique where you put a file in the cake.
Or they grabbed the guy as he walked by and put him in a headlock and took the keys from his belt.
All right, here is Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Bill? Okay, he's gone. Here is Tom on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, where do you get your information, guy?
Well, I'm just speculating, okay? I mean, what could have happened.
Check this out.
What do you mean, where I get my
CNN,
information?
Huh? Turn on CNN, and they give you the facts.
I don't know if CNN, they don't release all the information.
There's nothing about an apple pie with a file. There's nothing about
what?
Grabbing a guard and putting them in a headlock.
There's
nothing about an apple pie with a file or a guard in a headlock and grabbing his keys or chest or checkers or any of that.
You're talking
about... It was a screw-up, and the guard wasn't watching these guys.
That's what I'm talking about, man. What are you saying? That's what I'm talking about. He could have been playing checkers or something like that.
No, there was just no guard assigned to him. They were trustees doing outside duty.
Okay, but what kind of...
Where are you aspiring to be a police officer at?
LAPD, the greatest police department in the world.
You're aspiring to work there?
At the LAPD level, yes, sir.
Godspeed to you, sir.
What's that?
Godspeed to you.
Well, hey, man, I mean, I'm just saying...
I don't know where you get your information, but you're full of it, guys.
Check it out, man, check it out. Don't you know about guys that their wives will bring cakes and stuff in with like a gun and...
Where do you get that information? That's total horse crap.
Are you telling me that you've never heard about a guy like his wife would hide a gun in a sandwich or something, okay, that she brought in?
Not in the past 40 years, no.
Well, okay, you say not in the past 40 years, but you don't know because...
What do you mean I don't know? I work in this system.
Okay, are you a police officer?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, but if you're on the street, that's different from being a jailer, man.
I used to work inside the jail. I work for a county.
Okay, a friend of mine...
You start out inside the jail, and then you go to the streets.
Okay.
I've worked it all.
Okay, a friend of mine who used to work, like he was a police explorer, he was an explorer scout for the L.A. County Sheriff, he heard about a guy one time had a gun smuggled into him in a ham sandwich, man.
In okay. L.A. County?
Yes, sir,
hey,
in county.
I don't know nothing about L.A. County.
In a ham sandwich, about, man.
You're talking about Texas.
Okay, but I'm just saying it happens, okay?
Wait a minute. Somebody smuggled a gun in a ham sandwich?
Yeah.
From where?
They went out. They sent out for it.
They sent out for the sandwich?
Yes, sir.
And between the store that they bought it at and the time the guy got it, somebody slipped a gun into it?
That's my understanding. Yes, sir.
And what?
What?
I tell you what.
Well, let me ask you something, man. What state are you in, man? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in Texas.
Okay, you're the dude who's got all the problems, man.
Oh, causing all the problems.
No, dude, but how'd those seven guys get away from you, like smuggling guns into ham sandwiches or something?
Well, the man just said they were trustees. They were not assigned. A guard was not assigned to them. They just slipped by. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah,
just got right out.
That's what happened. That's what they put across the world news.
Man, if you saw Sugarland Express, you guys got clowned down there, man.
Hey, guy.
Hey, dude.
Do me a favor.
What, man?
Quit smoking crack and drinking more liquor.
Hey, dude.
And get out of the movies for a while and come back to the real world.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. The inmate could hide behind the cell door, and when the guard went in the cell to check on the inmate or to see if he's in bed or to make sure his bed was made, the inmate hits him with a frying pan, man. You know that happens. And
this is like stuff that you've seen in... the cop hung up, okay?
Yeah, he hung up because the truth hurts, man.
No,
the truth hurts, man.
No, he hung up because this whole thing about going...
The truth hurts, man.
The whole thing about going into the cell... What do you mean checking to see if his bed's made?
In jail, everybody's got to make their bed.
Before what?
Before you get to go have a breakfast.
I don't know, it sounds like the army or something.
No, in the jail, too.
And the guards come in to make sure it's made.
Yeah, you have to fold the corners a certain way and everything. Okay?
All right, here is Denise on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Denise from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, Denise, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, Denise,
I've been a police officer.
I'm
sorry, Dave.
I'm Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine tonight.
Great.
I am not on your show to put Dave down or anything like that. I've been an officer for 10 years.
Thank you very much.
I just want some facts to be known. First of all, there is no way that a correctional facility is going to let anything go into those inmates without it being x-rayed. That's the first and foremost.
Like a cake?
Another thing, absolutely not.
What about a ham sandwich?
Absolutely not.
What?
Nothing will be brought in there. I'm serious.
Well, then how come that one guy busted out with a gun in a ham sandwich?
Wait, how do you get a gun into a... That must be the biggest ham sandwich known to man.
It must be huge. I'm just telling you that they x-ray that stuff. That is,
right.
I'm sorry, that there's just no way that could happen.
Wait a second.
Another point.
Yeah, but you can't x-ray food because it'll cause cancer on the food.
No, they will x-ray
yeah.
it because.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you, the stuff doesn't happen. Another
Maybe
thing
in
about
Omaha, but
the
they don't x-ray food in California because you'll get cancer from the x-rays on the hand sandwich.
The inmate wives that bring in something for the guards to eat and everything,
yeah.
that doesn't happen.
That's
There's
like,
no way
that's out of Roy
that
Rogers.
An officer is going to eat something that is brought in by somebody's family. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen.
What about
they
like
could be the nicest people in the world. We're not going to eat it.
But
that
if the guy has been? What if the guy has been on duty like for 24 hours? And she says, hey, I got a piece of apple pie and a ham sandwich for you.
Dave,
he's going to turn it down?
The officer's not going to risk their lives by eating something.
What if he's hungry or something?
He's a professional.
They can bring their own food
in right.
or whatever.
He's
That's not going to happen.
He can send out for a pizza.
Exactly.
Okay. And they could smuggle a gun
and
in there.
And another thing, when the prisoners are getting ready to be taken from their cell or whatever, they come up to the door there. They put their hands behind their back through the cell. Then they're cuffed. I mean, I don't know where you're getting any of this information.
What are you talking about, lady? Seven guys busted out of Texas prison,
right.
man.
But you have
to remember and they went on the lam all the way to Colorado. The Texas law enforcement, ma'am, has been very, very bad, and they need some help, man.
It may be, because I've heard talk about that also.
But the fact of the matter, did you ever see Sugarland Express? Goldie Hawn clowned the whole Texas PD.
Okay.
Goldie Hawn.
I'm just saying.
She clowned
700
cops, man.
That planned this escape were also in a recreational room or whatever.
Yeah.
They were not being guarded by a guard at that time.
That's right.
There was a trustee that came in. The other ones went to lunch. There was one person in there, is what I've heard.
Okay, but Goldie Hawn?
That person was overpowered.
What about Goldie Hawn?
What about Goldie Hawn?
She clowned the whole Texas Police Department.
I don't know.
What do you mean, Goldie Hawn? You mean Sugarland Express?
Yeah, the lady in the movie.
Okay.
Goldie Hawn didn't do it. All right,
I don't know.
I gotta thank you for your call.
You bet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Judy on the Phil Henry Show. Oh, wait, hold the line here, Judy. We're coming up against the brick. What are you talking about, Goldie Hawn?
In Sugarland Express, Goldie Hawn and William Atherton clown Ben Johnson.
Look, it ain't Ben Johnson and Goldie Hawn. It was the people they were playing that clowned the and there ain't no Texas PD, okay?
I mean the different PDs in Texas is what I meant to say.
1-800-449-8686. Make sure this guy's on the same page we are, will you, Mike? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
That's what he did, though.
With a picture of who?
He had a picture of Raquel Welch on the wall, and he used that to cover it up.
Tunneling through a wall?
That's right. That's right. It took him 20 years.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. We're talking to Dave Oliva about the Texas inmates who were captured, four of them in Colorado. One of them committed suicide. Two of them are still on the loose. I don't know what you're talking about, Shawshank Redemption. Is that a fake movie, or is that...
I don't know. It may be based on reality. It might be based on a true story. Nobody knows for sure.
Okay, but I gotta deal in facts, okay? You're talking about some guy that chipped away at a wall for 20 years and tunneled his way out.
But what I'm saying is, the Texas inmates, they clowned the Texas prison authorities so bad that they could have tunneled out of there, okay?
Well, they didn't have to tunnel out. They just walked out.
But that's risky. It's easier to tunnel out.
How's it easier to dig a tunnel than it is to walk out into a car?
I'm just telling you what I've heard. That's all.
Think about it. How's it easier to tunnel under a wall than to just walk out and get into a car?
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Okay, here's Judy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you get this guest? It's blowing my mind. Is he a joke?
Dave, what is the story with you?
Mr. Henry, I told your producer that I am a law enforcement student, okay? And I care about the safety of people as much as anybody. Because I want to make law enforcement my life, maybe I care about it more. And I'm saying that the Texas police authorities got clowned.
If you want to worry about somebody so bad, why don't you worry about your LAPD
that's the best police department in the world.
That the whole investigation with OJ.
LAPD is the best police department in the world.
Don't be worried about our state. We're okay here.
OJ is not running around, like, shooting up department stores and stuff, man.
No, he just brutally murdered two people, that's all.
But those seven guys, they're worse because there's seven of them and there's only one OJ. You guys had him in jail.
Any penitentiary. All this talk about there's files baked in pies in Texas and crap, that is ridiculous.
How do you know?
When you just go visit somebody, you have to be on a list. They search you. You go through. You are ridiculous.
You don't know what you're talking about. So you visited people in prison before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That shows where you're coming from.
Yes. Oh,
jeez.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know. You have no idea
what you're talking about.
Shows where you're
Christian
coming
ministry? From. Christian ministry, dude? You ever not heard of that?
What's
that?
That
tells what kind of person I am.
What's that?
She goes to, you go to the prisons and witness to the prisoners, ma'am?
Yes.
She does a religious thing.
I can't believe you have him on. I'm so disappointed, Phil. I am really disappointed that you would get this kind of person on there that knows nothing about what he's talking about.
I didn't let those guys out. Texas prisons let those guys out, okay?
They were trustees. They had a unique plan planned out where they got free. They went up into this media tower.
Unique plan? They got a file baked into a ham sandwich or something.
Phil, what are you talking about?
You've heard 18 people say that it wasn't a file in a ham sandwich.
How do we know for sure?
He did not get a file baked in a pie and crap like that. I don't know where you're getting this guy from.
Okay, ma'am.
This is ridiculous. Ma'am,
the Colorado police had to apprehend your Texas criminals. That's bad. I would be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for you that you have all this misinformation and you're on this radio program pronouncing all this stuff. It makes no sense whatsoever.
You never heard nothing about them busting a frying pan over that guy's head or nothing, okay?
Phil, this is a joke, right?
Look at Dave.
Dave, you know how these guys got out, right?
I understand how they got out.
Then why do you keep harping on a file?
I'm saying that the Texas prison is so bad, a guy could bust out like that.
This is for comedy, I'm assuming.
Hey, lady,
I'm assuming that this show is for comedy.
Okay, fine. Because those two guys, they might come back to Texas and come into your house. Then it's not so much of a comedy.
And that never happens in L.A.?
Hey, LAPD.
Oh, come on.
LAPD is the best PD that ever has been.
I'll tell you what, you're not making them look any better. I hope to God they don't hire you because you are making them look like...
Well, you know what? I'll say this. You probably know what you're talking about, seeing as how you got so many friends in prison.
Okay.
She said she was a Christian.
I don't have friends in prison.
It was a Christian ministry.
She said she's like going into prison and talking to people all the time. Are you sure you're a friend of mine, dude?
Because you make no sense whatsoever.
No, I make all the sense. You're the ones going to prison.
Well, if you're
talking
a student, first place, you could use good grammar. Okay.
What?
If you're a student, then come on. Let's at least use good grammar.
Hey, if those dudes come back to your town and they cap a bunch of people, how funny is that? That's real comedy, huh? Ha ha. How do you like me now? Ha, ha, ha.
Are
I capped a bunch of people.
Are you saying you don't have any criminals running around that could catch somebody in L.A.? Why don't you go worry about them and leave my state alone?
How do you know a friend of the inmates didn't bust the bars with a rope and a Jeep? You don't. You only believe what you see on CNN.
And obviously, you believe your mother's cousin's brother who said she heard one time there was a pie baked with a file in it.
Well, like in Texas, your mother's cousin's brother is your dad. So what the...
Okay, all right. That's
there.
Real original, huh?
Well, you know, she led me down the road. I had
Yeah,
to,
that's
okay.
real intelligent.
Hey, listen, next time you're in prison, say hello to your cousin.
Okay, why are you being hostile to the lady?
Because she's making me feel bad.
All right, Judy,
thank you.
Thank you for your call. Here is Carolyn on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, as a Texan, I have to agree that this is definitely a black spot on the record of law enforcement.
You can say that again.
By the same token, this guy, Dave, is an insipid moron, and I cannot believe that he's on the air talking trash like that.
Your phone broke up. What did you say? Your phone literally broke up.
I cannot believe that this guy's on the air talking trash like this. It's crazy.
Hey, I didn't let those guys out. The Texas, Ben Johnson.
I understand that you need to get all sides of the story or everyone's opinion or whatever, but...
Barney Fife let him out, not me.
That's crazy.
What's that mean, Barney?
You know, I understand that they got out and it's bad and it looks bad on Texas, and I'd be the first one to agree. I was to death and afraid to go anywhere. And the fact that they were caught by Colorado cops is a big point for Colorado. I'll tell you this, though. I do have... of LAPD officers, and they would not touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Hey, LAPD is the best police department.
LAPD is one of the best police departments in the United States, and they would not touch you with a 10-foot pole.
You want to go into the LAPD?
Can you pass a psychological analysis, sir?
Okay, give me a sample question.
I tell you what, I'll give you my brother, and he is a retired federal officer, so hang on a second.
Okay, this ought to be good. Is he going to give me a psych test?
She says she's got a brother who's a retired federal. What are you talking to me about it for? Yes, sir, this is Phil Henry, the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Could you turn it down, please? Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
I am a retired federal law enforcement officer.
Okay, give me a sample psych test.
20 years in law enforcement.
Give me a sample on the psych test.
I have some advice for you.
Give me a sample on the psych test.
Stay law enforcement, okay?
Give me a sample on the psych test.
You don't have a clue.
Give me a sample on the psych test.
We heard you already.
Okay. Trust me, Dave, you wouldn't pass it.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, let me get this straight, man. They bust 7 guys out of Texas maximum security, and some dude calls from Texas and tells me that I am out of my mind? God damn, man.
Watch your language, okay? And what people are basically saying is that you don't have a lot of information. Okay,
Mr. Henry, I'm doing this based upon what I understand of law enforcement. And
you can't come on here saying that those guys busted out of Texas with a freaking file baked into a cake, okay?
Well, maybe the Texas cops should be spending more time watching their prisoners and not drinking beer and sleeping, with their sisters playing checkers.
You didn't hear a word I said, did you?
What?
You didn't hear a word I said. Joanne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a question for your caller. What did the police department in Los Angeles do to allow OJ to get away? What did they do to take
him? He got in prison. He got into jail, lady. The only people that let him go is the court system. LAPD got him and put him in jail. The people that let him go is the court system. There's a difference between the courts and the police. If you're in Texas and you don't know that, come to California. We'll teach you.
Okay.
Yeah, see? You don't even know the difference.
Get the job.
You know? And also, Texas has got the crappiest car phones that I have ever heard in the history of my life. Hello?
Yeah, the car phone is bad. I don't know where a lot of these people are calling from areas where there aren't any cells. Here is Marie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Dave. I think a lot of your facts are coming from fiction. I think you watch a lot of TV.
That's exactly right. You know, files and cakes.
That
what about Sugarland Express?
My husband works for a prison, and I hear a lot of things. And they have, the guards work in the kitchen. The not the guards, the prisoners work in the kitchen, and the guards don't even eat the food that the prisoners make because they don't trust them.
What about Sugarland Express when they clowned all them cops?
I didn't see that, but
A lot of people haven't seen this movie.
Why do you keep comparing fiction to the fact in
Let me ask this. I need to ask a question. Was Sugarland Express a true story?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
How do you know?
Because
I did see Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That was an excellent movie. If my husband working in the prison, that's one of his favorite movies.
Yeah, and that guy burrowed out. He tunneled out.
But that's movies. I mean, we're talking real life here.
Didn't that really happen?
Shawshank Redemption didn't really happen.
That's bull, man. I know it happened.
I don't believe it.
It was written by Stephen King, and, you know...
That's the guy that got run over, right?
Yeah, that's the guy that got run over, and he wrote that book, and they made it into a movie, and it's a very compelling...
it was on TV, so how could it not be true?
It's not true, sir, but my thing is, if you're gonna be in the law enforcement field, I think you should do a little studying and come down to earth and base life on life and not on movies.
Okay, ma'am, so your husband never found a gun in a ham sandwich? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. They do shakedowns all the time.
Yeah. And getting a gun into a ham sandwich is impossible. I mean, what kind of a ham sandwich is this, okay?
Well, what do you mean, like honey-baked ham or anything like that?
I'm talking about how big is it, honey-baked ham.
Have you ever worked in the law enforcement, and what do you do currently?
Right now, I'm a student at L.A. Mission College. I also have my own auto detailing business.
Watch a lot of TV, too, I bet.
No, ma'am. I mean, I come home. I like to watch Will and Grace, okay?
So you need to get your head in the law books.
I do watch Cops.
Because
I do watch America's Most Wanted People. And I do hope someday to be LAPD.
Well, that's great, but you know what? Nowadays, people don't bring food in.
Thank you, Marie, for your call. Thank you for your call, okay?
Well, then how do they eat?
How does who eat?
The prisoners.
Well, they ain't sending out for ham sandwiches that are being brought in with guns in them, if that's what you're asking me.
Okay, what about in Smokey and the Bandit?
Man, that was very authentic. 1-800-449. Yeah, Jerry's Deli brings in some potato salad, and there's an Uzi in it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. So I'm talking to my producer Mike Schaefer, great guy. He says, "Well, the only thing I can relate to in terms of jail is I was in a holding cell for the better part of an afternoon when I was 11 for shoplifting." And I said, "Were you raped while you were in there?" And for some reason, all three of us started laughing, which shows you how men can kid with each other about that, how it's entirely inappropriate, obviously, to talk about anything like that with other women or with any guys that actually have gone through that experience in jail. But the idea of you being in a holding cell in the valley, and I forget it. It was funny. Anyway, were you raped? God. I have told the story on the air. I've been to jail, not for a long time. It was for a minor in possession of alcohol wrap. That's my big criminal record. Oh, yeah, and then I went to jail once for driving on a suspended driver's license. But these were like one-night things. But just the being confined, as I think about it right now, being in that place where you can't get out, you have to stay there, could make me throw up if I think about it enough. If I think about it long enough, I can start to, get into a panic attack over it. Because not being able to, most of us, we're used to being able to move wherever we want to move to. It's the one freedom that we do have, if you think about it. You can't even say what you really want to say all of the time. You can't, even in America. And you can't even do what you want to do all the time. But the one thing you can do is you can move from A to B to C. You can move, at least. So not even having the freedom to get out of that 8x12 or whatever the hell size these bloody cells are, that if I think about it long enough and hard enough, makes my mouth go dry. Makes my head spin. That you don't want to do. You don't ever want to do that. You've been inside there, and, you know, anybody's, you know, obviously there are people who've got much worse stories to tell. But you just, trust me, you don't ever want to spend your time in a freaking jail cell for anything, unless, of course, it's a sit-in at a lunch counter and you're, you know, campaigning for civil rights or something. Other than that, what am I saying here, Mike? If you're Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King, then you want to spend some time in a jail cell, go ahead. Other than the rest of us weaklings, you know, we can't. It's really, really, it's just nothing that I could possibly even fathom enjoying. Did you ever see that Escape from Alcatraz? Speaking of these seven guys that busted out of the Texas prison, that was a true story. Supposedly a true story. And one fine day, I was going over, I was in San Francisco, and I was taking the ferry from San Francisco to Sausalito, went over there, had lunch. I was killing time while my friend was interviewing for a job in the city. So, I don't know, I'm driving, and for some reason, I don't know why, I said, I'm going to take that Alcatraz tour, you know? So I get on the Alcatraz boat, I go over there, I put on the little headphones with the little tape recorder, and you can take the self-tour. And they had a real inmate there. I don't know what this guy's name was. His name was Lefty something or other. And he was autographing his book that he'd written. And he was there on Alcatraz. And he was telling, you know, this guy was a real hardcore con. I mean, now he was like in his 70s. But when he was in Alcatraz, I guess he was a pretty bad dude. And he's saying, when I was in Alcatraz, I hated everything that walked or crawled. I didn't love anything. I hated everything. And it didn't matter to me, you know, and I would kill, I would rip the eyes out of like a chipmunk, a cat. I would eat like a furry little koala bear. I would rend it. It didn't matter to me. I was a thing. I was just a thing. I would mangle kittens in a blender and drink it. That's all I cared about. I would take little fuzzy gerbils, and I would just wash my hands with them. I would rub them till their blood ran. It didn't matter to me. Nothing in the world. I hated everything or everybody. So how do you want me to sign your book? With regards, Lefty? Okay, yeah, thank you. Okay. Yes, sir, could you put best wishes, Lefty? God. Anyway, I took the Alcatraz tour, and they walked us by. Is the guy's name Anglin? Philip Anglin? Frank? I don't know, but the guy who busted out of Alcatraz back in the 60s that was recounted in that movie, Escape from Alcatraz, and they had the cell there, and they had the papier-mâché heads that these guys used. They actually made papier-mâché heads with hair that they had saved from their haircuts. And they put these heads in the bed, and then they covered it up, and it looked like there were three guys asleep. And gradually, over the course of time, they had chiseled away the part of the wall where the air conditioning or the ventilation or drainage was, and they escaped, and they got out, and they never found these guys. Now, the big question is, did they make it out of there? You know? They also fashioned life rafts that they made out of raincoats, and they pumped them full of air. These are some pretty smart guys, and they never found them. And they didn't find these guys, but they theorized that they couldn't possibly have made it off of that thing because those currents will just suck you right out of the Pacific Ocean. The water is as cold as you-know-what on Halloween, too. Okay, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.